Gail.
I'm Leland.
And where were you guys born?
I was born in Watertown at the Luther Hospital.
And I was born at home on a farmhouse.
Where do you live currently?
On our farm near Hazel.
And I live at the same house.
How many children do you have?
Oh, five.
What are their names?
Kent, Ellie, Sonia, Holly, and Paul.
What do you currently do for a living?
Well, I'm still farming. I don't do as much of it as I used to, but I'm still here and do what I can.
And I help when I can, and I am a homemaker.
What was your house like growing up?
Well, it was much different than today. We didn't have an indoor bathroom. We lived on a township road, and no TV. Radio wasn't a big deal at that time, except to hear some news. But we did a lot of visiting with neighbors, and we had good times.
And my life is described just the same.
What was one of your favorite memories as a child?
Country school.
Yeah, country school was, and I had neighbors that were my age, and we would walk between different farms and spend time together in the summertime. In the wintertime was, of course, country school, and later in town school, where we just had many good times.
What was your guys' first car?
Together?
Or anytime?
I was a senior in high school when I got my first car. It was a 1955 Plymouth. And one thing that I think is interesting about that is I got it when I was a senior and maybe a month of school left. But my dad would not let me drive to school until the last two or three days because he thought everybody should ride the school bus.
Who are your best friends?
I think Gail's my best friend.
What was the lowest gas price that you can remember?
Around 20 cents. Yeah. A gallon. 25 cents a gallon.
What were some of the games you guys played at growing up?
Ante I over. We played outside so much. In the wintertime, it was fox and goose.
Played hide and seek.
Yeah. Climbing the windmill to hide in the dark.
What were your guys' chores?
Well, I fed calves, carried some feed to the chickens, and picked eggs. As I got older, well, I got involved in the milking, and I guess that was pretty much it.
I always helped with outside chores, and I milked cows, but we had a milking machine, and we also had lots of chickens to take care of.
When did you guys start milking cows?
Well, I actually started a year after I got out of high school.
1960.
Yeah.
What were the fads when you were growing up? Like hair, clothes?
Back home. clothes were mostly homemade. Broomstick skirts and blouses. Broomstick was called because they just had a waistband, and then the bodice part of the skirt was all gathered with one long thread. You gathered it. It was called a broomstick skirt. And saddle shoes.
The boys, they wanted to have their hair a little long on the side so they could comb it back to appear like a ducktail.
Yeah, ducktail. Yeah.
And then I think I had one pair of dress slacks, and they were called Ivy League dress pants, as they had a little buckle in the back, besides the belt.
So, and then there were the poodle skirts. They were felt skirts, and they had a poodle on them, and then you wore a can-can hoop skirt underneath.
So what was sports like in your day?
The only high school sport I took part in was basketball. I didn't play football, and I guess I did go out for track a couple of years, but when school got out at 3:30, I rode the school bus home and worked.
The only sports we had in country school was just playing ball, softball outside.
Yeah.
But when I was in high school, I played girls basketball. There were six girls on a team, three were guards and three were forwards. And you played half court.
Mm-hmm. What were your guys' favorite songs?
I don't remember.
Elvis Presley was just kind of getting started then, yeah. So that was kind of the rage, those songs.
I can't, Brenda Lee was a popular singer, and I can't think of them.
What church did you attend growing up?
I went to Our Savior's Lutheran south of Henry.
And I always went to New Hope. I was baptized, confirmed, and still do go there.
So what would you do on snow days?
Play Pinnacle.
Growing up. Oh. Yeah.
You mean when we were home from school?
Yeah.
Well, we did not have a loader until I was probably in high school. But before that, we'd shovel our way to the barn, we'd shovel snow, and when we got done with the chores, we'd always play Pinnacle. My folks and whoever was around.
We never played cards, but we played games and worked.
What was your favorite dish growing up? What was, like, the things you ate?
My mother would make homemade bread, and when we'd get home from school, we'd have homemade bread with sour cream and brown sugar on it. And that's why we gained so much weight.
It's funny because we had that same treat, and it was always homemade bread. We didn't have a toaster until I don't remember when it was, but I was in high school, I know.
We had lots of homemade ice cream, too.
Yeah.
What was your favorite vacation, or did you guys go on any vacations growing up?
We went to the Black Hills once when I was really little. I barely remember it, but there weren't motels then, and people would rent out rooms in their houses, and I remember our family staying in the basement of somebody's house out in the Black Hills someplace. That's the only trip I remember taking.
I didn't see the Black Hills till I was a sophomore, junior in high school probably. But when I was little, my parents would go see their cousins. Some of my mother's cousins were in Minnesota, and my dad's cousins were in Iowa, and that was their vacation. They'd go there and spend a couple days, come home.
What's the harshest winter you can remember?
The 1950s were all, they were hard winters. There was so much snow. And my dad said there were no tractor loaders then. Everything was back work. But the 1950s were tough.
Yeah. And we had a bad winter in 1968. Our Ellie and Kent were little. And in 1997, 98 was very, very hard. Lots of snow and hardship.
2019.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough one too.
So did you guys have, like, dances, school dances you went to?
No, but we had school programs. We had a lot of school programs at our country school. And the teachers and helpers would make a stage out of some lumber. And we just had a lot of programs. That's...
Yeah. Our country school, they are... of course, there were only probably a dozen students, and in some cases, two or three would come from the same family. So we, you know, it'd probably just be at the most 20 people there to enjoy it. And it was pretty, it was just kind of home.
Yeah.
Did you guys walk to school?
I did, because we lived just, our school acre was right next to our driveway. So we always walked, we had to go home for dinner all the time, and we were always envious of the kids that got to bring their dinner and eat school, eat lunch at school. But we went home every day for dinner. We had half hour noons, and my mom would have it ready, and we'd be back over at school by 12:30.
Did you also walk to church, son?
Walk to church?
Yeah.
No, but in the winter time, I can remember my dad pulling us in the hay rack and tractor because there was a lot of snow. But no, we weren't that far from our church.
We actually, I think I was in the first or second grade, and we had some terrible amount of snow, and I rode in the bobsled. They didn't open the roads there for a month or so. And so... my dad and some neighbors took turns taking us to school. But I really, yeah, walked to school in the summer or spring and fall. So,
did you guys experience any big droughts?
Oh, yes. 1976, we didn't harvest anything. We put together enough feed and...
We got hay from Montana.
Yeah.
Cubed hay.
Yep.
We were milking cows.
Bought hay from... all the hay we used was bought. And then we had different years in the 80s. It seemed like we were either super dry or super wet. But that one year was the worst.
One year in the 1970s, Leland swathed and chopped the slough weed down at the slough. Slough was dry, but it had slough weed.
Yeah.
How many cows did you guys milk?
We milked close to 100 when we really, at the most, and but for a number of years we tried to milk between 70 and 80. Sometimes we get a few over, but seldom less than 70.
And when did you sell the milking cows?
In 2002.
So, how did you guys meet?
We knew each other through school, mostly through school. Kind of known each other all of our lives.
Knew each other's family for yeah. sure.
Yeah. yeah.
How did you guys get the news? Was that just through the radio or?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Radio, and then we had party line telephones. Where there were five homes on the same line. So you'd always sneak the receiver and listen.
Yeah, we didn't have TV until late 50s. So it was a radio and word of mouth.